slaying.
It's but re and regarding. It's in regarding, like re regarding. That's what it's for. But if you're gonna do that, the contractions aren't prepositions.
If you will reduce us to something, would you agree that we are just a circle and a plane?
Primordial soup.
What is primordial soup like, related to living water?
No, it was like sewage and a cesspool.
I am with St. Germain giving away Bob info in that 80s interview.
Well, everything else Bob is giving away himself and hid it in plain sight. All the way to heebie-jeebies, all the way back to heebie-jeebies, Bob.
Heebie-jeebies. But what did St. Germain gave away something in the 80s? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he had an interview in the 80s, and St. Germain coming through some channeler, and he said, I'll give you a little tidbit of the future. And he was talking about iridium and magnesium and a flexible crystalline kind of material.
Really? Where
the new carbon?
How
about the new carbon?
And yeah.
So Ian, was that Saint Germain picking up on us coming through
well,
the medium?
Well, it's all connected at our level, Bob.
Right. So very intimate and connected. So what about our level, where we don't know enough and can't get in? What? You can't get on our level.
Well, we're not going to argue for your limitations, Bob.
Yeah, no, try it. Just try it. It won't hurt. See, Ian's the one with the neuroses.
Are these pieces that haven't quite been put together?
Well, they certainly have been now.
Yeah, send me the link, or can I just go on normal internet?
Yeah, I'll post it. I'll post it on Dupes later on.
And he talked about the importance of magnesium.
Yes, they talked about it being a kind of interface.
Huh.
And, yeah, he said all things will really change when this comes about. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought of you when I heard of it. Yes. I thought, ooh, there he is. Back in the 80s, he's giving away Bob stuff.
Right. Now, you just discovered that lately?
Oh, no, that was a couple of weeks ago, at least.
Yeah, that's pretty lately, recently.
That was ancient. That's ancient history.
Well, yeah, Ian, why don't you answer my question? Down. Was that the real Saint Germain exposing me, or us, or Iandom?
Oh, yes, it was the real Saint Germain, but it wasn't exposing anything. He was laying it out so they could believe you now.
Ah, he was helping us to be believed.
Because now people go back in this in the past and they go, oh, my God, they told us. And then they told us what they told us, and they're going to tell us. Now Bob told us what he was going to tell us that he told us. Now Bob's told us, he told us, Saint Germain has told us. Everybody's told us. This crazy Ian has told us, so there must be something to it. Oh, my God, somebody wrote it down. They wrote it down. Oh, my God, Luke in Bach, Texas made a YouTube about it. It's a YouTube. Oh, it's real. It's real. It's a YouTube. It's been on the Googler. Wikipedia says everything there is to know about it. And they're the ones that wrote to right, and they must have wrote to right and right. So, therefore, it must be and it is. And so you go all the way back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel's telling about it too. All the way back to the land of Moab. The Moabites, the Amorites, they're all talking about Bob. Pharaoh
hear that, Graham?
He blew his nose off. He blew his nose off. And his glasses. The Sphinx originally had Bob's glasses, but they knocked them off too. So, anyway, there it is. It's all under his paw, all the secrets in the left front paw. But don't tell anybody because that's that whole hierarchical suit that he's laid out to hide all through the ethers to come back and say, gosh, do you think that was about me? And he goes, his J.R. bobbed out his pipe, and he's sitting there. He don't smoke it, but he just stands there with his pipe holding it up there, wondering if he's ever going to eat puffs. Are we going to eat puffs again?
Karen, do we eat puffs?
What do you think of that, Graham? Who else has the constant massage that Ion gives me?
But that was an interview in the 80s. Is that what was said? That was like a long time ago talking about this stuff.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Oh, no, a long time ago, just now from then, that's then. Cool, okay. And then you find something back in ancient Egypt, and then you go, oh, my God, this verifies it. Oh, okay. Well, then, but you can now add something from now for your next future constant coming now that was then, and you sort of stir it as you go. Otherwise, how does the Blair Witch Project ever really take off?
You guys know what the Blair Witch Project is, right?
Oh, tell me. I have no idea on that one.
That's a famous independent movie made about 5-7 years ago that scared the shit off everybody but made like $500 million.
It was really effective. I saw it in the theater, in an independent theater, and I didn't know anything about it, and I imagine anybody else that saw it right away didn't either, and they passed out Xerox copied pamphlet things telling completely fictional lore about the movie. I totally believed it was real. Like a real documentary. I didn't necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when somebody told you what they were going to tell you, and they told you they were
I believe it and I saw it, so it's got to be true.
They took it out and they photocopied it, and then they did the old.
No, but that says a lot about how to subdue the masses with pieces of paper.
A mimeograph machine.
That's the 3D printing that now.
Eyes on a roll.
Yep.
Listen to this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, J.W. wrote me, or Ian, who was this? Ion, I don't know who wrote this. It's signed Usens. He said, I'm very excited about tonight's show. We survived the Friday the 13th and are alive and well, however bloody. I do not, what's this? I should be. Star Pat with me. I'm excited to be with you tonight. I am sorry, but I try to. We can't say that part. So, he says, I will be able to come to go pretty late tonight, say around 1 or 2, and then start back in the morning when I wake. I hope this works good. I'm very excited to be with you. So, I am predicted, or JW, predicted it would be a great ionic outpouring.
Or in our case, that would be known as a re-pouring.
Re-pouring, yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of great rants here.
Yeah, beautiful.
Ion, did you write this note or did JW?
We told JW it was going to work out, so he decided he better give you the heads up so you didn't fuck it up.
You enjoyed
like
the posting on the chat line, Ian.
Like enjoying your nap this morning when you couldn't turn anybody else back on after you muted them.
My nap? What'd you say?
Yes, your nap this morning.
I had a nap?
Yeah, you took a nap.
But what was it? What did I just ask Ion? Oh, yeah. No, what was it? Did you what? Read?
Did he email you the note?
Yeah, no, yeah, that was JW. But there was some other point. Oh, well, you'll come back later.
Do the rest of them. They say, wake your ass up and unmute the boards. Do the rest of them. Says, where the fuck are you? Let's go. Do those two, Bob. You're telling all. You might as well tell that, too.
Did he do some rants? No, he wasn't there. Did he do some rants? Yeah, he actually left when I tuned back in. He was gone. So did he do some rants in there before he left?
He just tried to wake you up.
Really? Wow. Let me write that down. Note that.
He's noting it, not like he's ever going to go back and listen to it to see.
I will.
That little 3-hour window, there's that little 3-hour window when there's no Bob, and you wonder what happened. So it's like, okay.
Ion rants on, Ion tries to wake Bob up. That's what the note should be.
Ion, earlier the conversation was on Nazis, and it reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you on Hitler. You've said that the first part of Hitler was good, but then he got caught up in authority?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you tell us the good parts of Hitler?
The side of him that became a neo-Nazi that allowed a doom cough to rule the day, because all he did was figure out how to tell them something, and then he told them what he told them, and then he told them what he told them, and then it became a Sarah Sharon, and then the people were looking for a reason or a city, and then they decided he could build one, and they said, well, I don't know if he can build one or not, but his shit sounds good, let's go with that. And the next thing you know, Eva Braun was in like Flynn.
So, So Hitler served a function to get Germany out of the war mood of World War One.
Yeah, it was so we can get the secret, so we can get paperclip off the ground, because you guys weren't paying for it.
Yeah.
Damn Canadians.
He had mediums working for him in the 20s before he became chancellor?
Yeah, some of them were medium largest.
Yeah. And they, that's why, a lot of the American money went over and supported him. They wanted to get into the technology, right?
Yeah, you're getting into that stuff you're not supposed to talk about, Bob. Be careful.
Oh, sorry, people. We can't talk about that. You could ask that in a private session.
They're in the sets. They're in the sets. They're sets. Bob's got the eye. He's going to sell his repertoire to Eric McLuhan so he can make up for all that he's taken away from Eric over the years. He's going to leave it to him when he dies. Tell him, Bob. Do that in payment, Bob. Leave them everything when you die. And then when you don't die, they'll be really pissed off, eh?
Yeah.
Bob, quick question about your revelation.
Oh,
go ahead, Rossi.
No, go. I have asked a lot. You can ask.
Okay, this is something I was wondering about, Bob, when you're re-listening to the revelations for the first time, did you get frustrated with yourself listening to things that maybe you didn't delve into more?
Never.
That's true, never. I thought I was great. I really enjoyed listening to myself.
Nothing left. There was nothing left. He re-killed the death. It was dead. He brought it back to life. He killed it again. He re-killed it. That's not a preposition. He re-killed it. He put it in a box. He laid it out. He decided that it wasn't true. It wasn't real. And only until when he found that it was all about him, he, himself, that one, him, Bob. The homophone. The homophone of Bob is Bob. The homophone of Bob and every other dynamic dimension that includes or is inclusive of anything that has anything to do with Bob, all the way from Ezekiel forward and the Amalekites, then guess what? He was okay with the whole thing.
Yep. That's true.
I wanted to ask you, I noticed that every time they closed the Pergamon to renovate, there was a war after, and now they're renovating it again until 2020. So is there anything to that, or?
That pattern.
Yes, and the Valley of Megiddo is being gated now for the blood that will run bridled in that day at the end of time, as we know it. The final battle, the Armageddon. Yes, it's beautiful. We like it. And we're going to get the minerals. Don't y'all worry about it. Don't worry about that.
Bob gets the minerals.
Then Bob's, because they're just taking on it. Bob doesn't want your irradiated land. He likes H-197. He likes Fukushima. He thinks everything is good. Aikido is a plant. We like Aikido. You're doing a great job, Aikido. Everything is good. We'll send you some more money. You'll be all right. Then, now he's going to Ukraine and Georgia and that area there. Going all that, once we get all that out, the vestiges will hold these truths to be self-evident. On that day when Bob landed on the continent and declared it good, fine and well, once again, that the earth was his domain.
That's all true.
And therefore, on that happily delighted note, we are therefore eternally, completely, and forever incomplete.
Thank you.
Bye.
All you have to do is hang around for 15 hours and then Ion comes through. like a lineup at a concert. I had something to say there. Yeah, when I was, 30, maybe Bertie Catchings, a couple of psychics said that I would be incredibly wealthy. Well, looks like it's going to happen, thanks to Ion. I'm going to be the first cool rich person who will give a chunk of it away every day, then shoot the person that got it, and then create some fucking dramatic shit. You know, just create great theater out of it. We're just getting started, man. We're going to create the most amazing entertainment ever.
He keeps mentioning the minerals. You know, they're probably going to be used for the projects you guys have going on.
Yeah, our projects, yeah. The Glastic, the this, the that. We've got a lot of industries covered. JW buys up a lot of industries. He's all just, you know, buying it all up with his trillions all over the world.
Okay.
I think the revelations predict there'll be a crisis, and then that's when the Coldplay gets released. That's something that Ian's been talking about recently, and there I found it. It was stated in Revelations.
Yeah, that's when he uses the French term. I forget the term, the phrase.
He uses the what? Your voice is very bad.
The French term that he mentioned before about the nullifying of contracts for because of the circumstances beyond control, acts of God, that was an excuse for getting out of contracts. Is that the crisis that you're referring to?
No, I don't remember that. Well, when did he say this?
What was that? It was about 3 or 4 paydays ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about the oil. There was some economic kind of conversation.
The oil contracts?
Yeah. Well, there was no reference specifically to that, but he used a term. It's a business term, but it's a French term for nullifying contracts.
Okay.
Force
majeure.
That's it.
Force majeure. Yeah.
Which means you had a contract to deliver wheat, and all of a sudden gas prices went up 10 times. You would be able to get out of that contract by claiming force majeure, which said this is shit out of my control. I'm not delivering it for 10 cents a pound. Now 50 cents a pound. That's what it's used for.
So you think that he's referring to a crisis that we will step in? Yeah, that might have been an aspect of the crisis. Some kind of paralysis happens where the authorities, the elites, whoever they are, they look and they go, if we go over there, we're doomed. If we go over here, we're doomed. Then they look at me and they say, you fucking asshole, we got to go with you, Bob. And then the new world begins. And everybody's happy. Finally,
yes,
wise man. It's like what he says, the next Bob show will be Bob's Federal Reserve. Remember that? He predicted that. Bob's Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I think the conversation was talking about the BRIC countries and, all of the BRIC.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the China. Yeah, China, Brazil, Russia, and something else. Yeah. But the and so when I take over the world, I'll still be doing the same thing. I'll be calling up the new budding Grahams in the world, giving them an hour of my time and reminiscing about the old days and helping them understand their lives, the pattern of their information search. That's how I'll run the new world, same way I'm already doing it. What? You want something different?
Ion was there on, because I just came on this morning. So they were on till 1 o'clock this morning and then came back on. That was a long time.
Yeah, Ion was on a long time ago. I don't know if he came in exactly the same time as what JW said, but he came. Oh, Ion was there at the beginning. He was typing on chat line. Roxy was having it out with Ion. Or ignoring him, I can't remember which.
He had quite a bit with us in the chat.
Right. Yeah, and then played a lot of music because it was Valentine's. And then when Brian came on, Ion joined us. So, yes, Ion was on for the first couple hours. Matter of fact, if you click on Ed, Ed may have it up already, the early hours. What was the last topic? What did Ion say about me? What was he talking about the very last thing before he left? Was he talking about?
The Russia and Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Ukraine. What did he say about that? Oh, that we'd get the minerals? Is that what he said? We'd get the minerals,
yeah,
right?
When you get there.
Yeah.
There at peace. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear a couple of more short ionic archival material?
Yeah, sure.
Was that Roxy or someone else?
It was me, but I'm in my futon, so I have to shout. Yeah!
Right.
Oh, Bob, the show What Youth. You know, you had a 10 or 15 minute clip playing. Do you remember that clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that clip, Ion, he covered the question I had asked last weekend on RNA drops coming to Generation 144. Do you recall?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put up that clip knowingly, or you weren't?
No.
You just happened.
I did.
To
I have a bunch of clips ready to go. I wasn't thinking of your question.
That clip covered it. He mentioned, you know, RNA drops coming to the Generation 144, then things will really change.
Right.
And when I asked him that question, he responded by giving me the song Sam Cooke, Let's Go Back to God. And that song was mentioned quite a bit tonight, too.
Yes. And then he jokingly said it's next week or 300 years from now. He wouldn't tell you when that would be.
Because he said that if he answered me, then it might take me further away.
Right, right.
So he gave me the song title.
Yeah. So, Graham, you still here, Graham?
So, Ed Long has updated his masthead on his site.
I didn't know what the most muskrat was. Somebody says that is a version of the face of Bo.
And the dragon is probably there because of the Chinese New Year.
No, that's America. Bob is America, the red dragon. I'm taking over America and Babylon, and that's the meaning of the red dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ed said in an email that Akito thinks you're the dragon.
Oh, okay. When did he say that? This was sent out to you?
I was asking him about something, and I mentioned the dragon and the Chinese New Year. He confirmed
right.
The Chinese New Year, but also that Akito thinks the dragon is you.
Yeah. Oh. We are
and
going to save your country.
Yay.
And be proud to be Americans.
Ion was on in hour 3, 4, and 5.
Is that what Bill's got? Ed's got that up already?
Yes, and it looks like Ion came back in part 14 or hour 14.
Right.
Oh, wait, he's got 2 hour 14. Wait, he's got 5 hour 14. Wait, this is confusing.
What do you mean, 5 hour 14?
He's got part 13, part 14, part 14, part 14, part 14.
Yeah. Maybe that's the automatic thing. It changes, corrects itself later.
Yeah. So it's hour 15 when
I think it's more than that. It's 9:30. You know, it's usually, well, maybe, yeah. Yeah. So there'll be no McLuhan. I think we got lots of Ion tonight. That's good.
So are you going to go celebrate Valentine's Day with Connie?
No. We don't celebrate anything.
Or every day.
We have too much fun. In the every day, it's too much fun to just do what we do every day. Why take away our slack time and go do something? That's a headache.
That's a good point.
If I had things to do, I wouldn't be able to hang out here as casually as I do.
I watched an old movie the other day, Bob, called Her, H-E-R. And it was about
a guy. Didn't that come out a couple of years ago?
Yeah. I
watched the first half hour a year ago.
Okay.
Which one was Joaquin Phoenix?
Well, I'm going to describe it so it places it. The guy buys a program, which is a artificial intelligence that gets to know him with a woman's voice. So he basically starts to have an emotional affair with his computer. And here he's got this artificial intelligence that's brilliant, learns everything, you know, can scan 40 books on a subject in, you know, 0.27 seconds. And I thought it was interesting because all this guy wanted to do was have a relationship. He didn't want to find anything out. He didn't want to know anything. He just wanted to talk and feel his way through it. And I thought, geez, how many times have we seen that with people having a relationship with Ion? Here you've got, you know, unlimited, well, anything. And all we want to do is build community with Ion. Which I'm guilty of too, but I thought it was just an interesting play on something.
This guy, is he trying to build community?
Well, with his computer, he was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His friends were accusing him of, because he would say, "Oh, I'm seeing somebody."
Right.
Fucking computer, you know. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't a real person. So this artificial intelligence could answer any of his questions. And all he wanted to do was, you know, talk about this and that and have fun. And that was an interesting point also because he got joy back in his life by being in relationship with something, or which, you know, he identified as a person.
Right.
So he could talk to this thing anytime. He could walk down the street. He could hold his phone up and his computer could look around and see all the people and this and that, you know, and there was some vain attempt for both of them one night to pleasure themselves, you know, and, He never once asked any interesting questions about life in general. Mm. Just about emotion.
I watched the movie halfway through and I got bored with it and I was going to finish it, but I didn't. But the guy was a bit of a wimp and it seemed to lack something.
Sure. Yeah, his job was writing romantic letters for people.
Yeah.
It was the advanced Hallmark card program. I want to tell my wife I love her, write me a card, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
People who couldn't be literate, I guess. So, yeah, it was just interesting. And then the other movie that really caught me was, of course, The Imitation Game,
Yeah.
Which was the Turing, who's, of course, you know, building a electromechanical computer to beat the cipher of the German military. But what was interesting was the mind of the mathematician. And I wanted to ask Ion about Turing and see when you get to that level of mathematicians who can just live in that one world, and let's assume they've got some connection to non-physical or brilliance or both, to what degree did this person rely on non-physical to completely go out of the box and say, you know, to all his colleagues, you cannot beat the cipher machine with people. It would take you 18,000 years doing one calculation a minute. We must build something. And I think that was, had to have been a non-physical inspiration, because nobody else believed him, thought it was possible. And he decided to, you know, begin the age of computers.
So I brought up this article, and I read part of it a few weeks ago when I saw it. And this knowledgeable article shows that that movie should be sued. It is so inaccurate. It's evil. You might want to find that. Just put Google that review. It's pretty interesting to read how he wasn't at all like how they present him.
Right. As in nerdy, as in...
No, he wasn't nerdy. He wasn't at all like that guy. It's...
Huh.
And he, they said the gay community was trying to promote him as a guy dealing with his gayness or something, and they threw that sentimental stuff in there, but it didn't apply to him.
Oh, very interesting. So that's where it was inaccurate, his personality.
Everything, the way he didn't work with his, he wasn't an asshole at work like they presented him. He wasn't off by himself. There's other important people to help do it. It's so erroneous, according to these regular biographies and books and that by the reviewer, that it's pretty incredible. It's
wow.
A total ridiculous distorting of history, which may not matter.
So why, yes, but why would Hollywood, now let's think it from the writer's point of view, why would they want, is that a better selling point to show the guy's complete closet queen or something, and he can't be nice to people and he can't relate, and that sells better on a script.
Well, LaRouche would say, always Hollywood undermines science, undermines people getting into the nerdy way of thinking and having a good time. So Hollywood's against science. McLuhan would say, you could take each holy office, McLuhan would say that the guy, if he's smarter than they present him, then he'd be a guy who studied the effects of the computer. You know, that's how McLuhan would... develop that. Thompson would probably say, yeah, that's the way he was. Thompson would agree with the movie, thinking that was accurate. Because Thompson he calls McLuhan and Bucky Fuller autistic, which is silly. But Thompson will.
An interesting meme that when you're brilliant, you know, you're less than social.
You're not dependent on people.
Yeah, it's like when we see kids who are smart in school on TV, they're always fucking wearing glasses and a little overweight and that stereotype just keeps being portrayed by writers.
Right. And then
I'll hunt that down.
Yeah, and then the Croker quadrant, they would say something like, I guess the computer ran Turing, that it simulated him, blah, 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 blah. The movie simulated the computer's version of how they regarded it, some Android mean level. And then Bob would come in and just get Ion to come forth and bring Turing in, and we'd interview Turing. That'd be the Bob quadrant method.
Oh, cool. Good. Neat.
So, anything else going on? Oh, I'm going to play a clip. Another neat Ion kind of thing, if nobody has anything to say. Roxy's not interested in what most of you have to say.
It's not true.
Oh, yeah, you've got to say that.
I'm listening.
we're getting better. Roxy's beginning to like us. Okay. So I go up to the list and not sure. Don't know if I did this one before. We'll try this.
No, we were talking about Lilith and that whole world that explains how Cain and his brother had access to other people and the Nephilim or the Seraphim were there.
Yeah.
All that it was created earlier, or at the beginning. But
yeah, right
not Cain,
here.
But the angels were here at this beginning point.
Precisely.
So the angels march along with the humans till they get to chapter 1, verse 1 of Genesis.
Now do you see why we have such great fun when they start talking that Nebuchadnezzar came after Hezekiah, came before Abraham, came after Absalom, and before David, and then here we go, we get rambling. Because it doesn't work logically. You can't get there from there.
Well, you've been consistent for the whole year plus that I've been talking to you, because, you know, you would cite the order Manasseh came before David. I said, wait a minute, David came before Manasseh, but you had not told me that the Bible is flowing backwards, and Manasseh does come before David.
But it's not flowing backwards, it's flowing frontwards.
Yeah. From a different beginning point than we're used to imagining.
In the beginning. So now the phrasality, the end of the beginning, starts to takes a little rapturous tune, does it not?
Yeah, and the end of the beginning would be the end of book of Revelations. Is that the beginning point, or do you, and then
that's
later
the
books are after
the beginning. That's the end of the beginning.
Is chapter 23, is the end of the beginning.
Yes, that'll tell you, the marvelous human creator, how to talk to the angels.
Yeah, now.
Tell you how to give your power, take power over the angels. This is the most revolutionary work that you'll ever do.
Yeah, because in light of all the different things you've talked about the past year, now up to 3,000 hours with me and Carolyn, you've been, it's all contained in the Book of Revelations. You know, King Henry, we've done a lot on King Henry VIII, the Pendragon. All those factors that
Uther,
many people who have
Uther
listened
to. Uther and Arthur and every other reign,
yeah.
And then the span when they were looking for a king.
Yeah, no, all the topics that regular listeners of Cashflow have not heard, might have heard little references but not known why they were said. In our private archive, we have all this stuff. So, but it's all, you've been pointing out the factors that we will see here in the Book of Revelations.
Yeah,
very interesting there. Quite, you know, you're quite composed and consistent and basically studying the effects on us as we work towards the causes.
We've only had eternity to play, so why not?
Okay. It's been a long
That's
time
why
coming.
We tell you, a long time come. A long time gone. Long time gone, Bob. That's it. Start talking about the Dark Ages, and then you start talking about the separation of your place of power. And then we tell you very plain that if you don't come into your place of power, the rocks are going to start crying out. Glory and honor. You are going to come into your power is going to hit you right square in between your eyes. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you want it or not. You will come to the place where you will have the opportunity to engage your power, which you've had all along, but your labyrinth of your mind will be sealed that you will choose the power or not.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a couple of friends 10 years ago. They were marveling at the meaning of the Internet, and they were sort of saying, they were really saying, this makes me very powerful. I got all this information here. I'm just thinking of the dim perception of the power that the Andor and Mean gave people, and that was a prefiguring of the non-physical power coming.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, indeed.
And now what you just said is you're not talking about my power, Carol. You're talking about whoever's listening to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but it includes you, too. You're in the Lamb's Book of Life, so,
yeah.
You know.
But it's not just us. Bob's going to come into his power, whether he likes
Bob's
or not.
Bob's the only one that matters.
In
if Bob
case.
Gets his power, screw everybody else. You'd be if you start concerning yourself
I'll
with
be
every,
I'll be a little more generous than that.
If you start considering, if you start gauging your place of power by what everyone else does, then they, you may talk yourself out of yours as well. So the only one individually, this is individual. John ain't telling the whole wide world. We're just telling you, Bob.
Okay. I just want to tell my faithful listeners, I'll remember you. I'll try to sneak you into the back door. Is it like that?
Yeah, we call that, you said, your favorite listeners.
I what? I called you my favorite listeners?
No, I said we caught that. You said, all right, I'll try to tell my favorite listeners to try to sneak into the back door.
Did I say that? What was I talking about?
Actually, I think he said, Bob, you said you're going to sneak your listeners in through the back door. You'll find
out. Yes, he said favorite listeners.
Ian said that about me?
No,
when you
said
come
it.
When you come into your power, Bob, you're going to sneak your favorite listeners in with you.
Oh, he said that to me.
You said that to him.
Oh,
cover charge required.
Yeah, well, I got another.
Told you it only matters if you get it, Bob. And then you said jokingly, "That's
oh, yeah,
all right.
I'd be a nice guy. I'd sneak
right.
a few listeners in. That's right. Yes, I wouldn't isolate all of you. Yes, a few of you will be making it by default.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sneak a few of my favorite listeners into in paradise. Is that what I said? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Nice guy. Mm-hmm. Bob's going to be the nicest dictator that ever existed.
I like that Ian says your power is going to hit you right square between the eyes, whether you know it or not.
He said that to me, or he's speaking generally?
I think he was speaking generally to everyone.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
It's coming. It's happening.
Well, I think I'd like to play some music, unless somebody really wants to say something. We can talk after the show's over, but is there anybody got anything to say?
Well, surprisingly, when Ian was here today, he didn't speak or he didn't make many requests for songs or...
Yeah, he did in the first hours. He wanted...
Only Wheels on Fire, and you didn't find that either.
I couldn't find it. We've played it. I know I have it. But I feel like jumping around the music. So, you got any requests, Eliza? You want to hear the beginning of Stairway to Heaven?
Sure. Hit it off with that.
I have a request too, Bob. I just heard this on the radio in the car about a half hour ago, and it's by a band called Kongos, which is K-O-N-G-O-S, and it's called Come With Me Now. And the first time I ever heard it, and I thought, that's a really neat little song.
Yeah, but that we haven't got time to go find it.
Okay, you don't have time to find it. Okay.
I'll do that next week, or send me a link or something.
All right. Cool.
So we got to find Stairway to Heaven, which may be hard to find.
You play the Angel Speak song again.
Right. I'm going to play another song first.
The very final song in Inherent Vice is Chuck Jackson, Any Day Now. Do you have that one?
Maybe. Any Day Now. I don't know. So I saw that movie. That was sort of an off movie.
Good music.
Yeah. So what...